first Hockey Talk podcast. You guys requested it. We're doing it. With it being the first podcast, do let us know if there are any problems with it or if you can't hear or if something's wrong. If you don't already, check us out on Instagram at HKYTalk. The Stanley Cup playoffs are coming to a close. Vegas Golden Knights just secured a spot in the Stanley Cup Finals. Expansion teams have been notoriously bad. Let's just look at the Atlanta Thrashers, one of the worst teams in history. So bad that they didn't even continue playing in the NHL because they were getting blown out. So now to have the Vegas Golden Knights here and going to the Stanley Cup Finals, this was considered impossible. A 500-1 preseason odds of making it to the Stanley Cup Finals, tied for the worst in the league, no one would have thought that this would actually happen. However, here's our take on it. How is Vegas so good? It's a bunch of fed-up guys. A bunch of guys who were told that they weren't good enough by their teams during the expansion draft. Let's look at Marc-Andre Fleury. He's playing some of the best hockey of his career. The Pittsburgh Penguins told him he wasn't their best goalie, and they sent him to Vegas. It's a bunch of guys going to Vegas who were just told that they aren't good enough. William Karlsson of the Vegas Golden Knights was quoted saying, "We are the Golden Misfits," because that's what they were on their old team, Misfits. And now here they are in Vegas. The expectations aren't high because they are an expansion team. Everyone thought they were going to get blown out. So their goal going in was probably just to win a couple of games. And now here they are doing amazing. So they don't have a lot of pressure, but they have a lot of energy going up against their old teams. Back to Marc-Andre Fleury. He's been playing some of the best hockey in his career. His current save percentage is .927. His highest that he ever had with Pittsburgh was a .921 save percentage. And that was in 2007 to 2008. So he's clearly doing amazing things in Vegas after just being told he's not good enough to be on the Pittsburgh Penguins. Vegas has already swept the Los Angeles Kings, blitzed San Jose, and steamrolled Winnipeg, who finished with the NHL's second best record this past season. We want to point out how the Florida Panthers and Vegas really relate. Here's what Florida really did. They fired their coach, Gallant, who everyone's seen the picture of him taking a taxi away from the stadium because they wouldn't let him travel with the team. Then they left one of their top centers unprotected in the expansion draft, and they gave Vegas another leading scorer to supply instant offense, showing that they really did help feed Vegas into instant success. You might be wondering who we're talking about. We're talking about Jonathan Marchessault, who for Vegas became a responsible two-way player. In these playoffs, he has amassed 18 points, tied for the most by a player in a franchise's postseason debut, and two game-winning goals. In addition to this, Vegas also got Riley Smith from Florida, who they acquired for a fourth-round pick, and that flanks him on Vegas' top line. All he's done this postseason is rank second on the team in playoff scoring, behind Marchessault. Let's look at Vegas for a minute, and let's see how they can win a cup in their first season and compare them to some other NHL teams and see how long it took these other NHL teams to win their first cup. We'll start with the Buffalo Sabres, whose inaugural season was in 1970 to 1971, yet they still haven't won a Stanley Cup. Or the Carolina Hurricanes, inaugural season 1979 to 1980, first Stanley Cup in 2006. The Dallas Stars, whose first season was in 1967 to 1968, and their first cup in 1999. So we want to point out why we aren't talking about the Washington Capitals' first Tampa Bay series. It's because this new service to upload your first podcast can take up to 48 hours, and we don't want to be talking about something that's happened in the past. So we're just going to give you our prediction for the series right now. We say Tampa Bay takes the next game and wins the series in 6, with a 3-1 win in Game 6. And just a quick stat about the Tampa Bay Lightning versus Washington Capitals series, teams that win Game 5 in series that are tied 2-2 win the series 79.6% of time, and that is out of 270 series. The team that had the lead and won Game 5 won 215 times and lost 55 times. So we kept today's podcast short. It's about 5 minutes long. Tell us on our Instagram at HKYTalk what you thought, how long you would like your average podcast to be. Should we just do about 5 minutes and talk about, like, one team or one piece of news like we did today with the Vegas? Should we do 10 minutes and talk about two or three pieces of news? Or what else do you think? Give us your tips, suggestions, and more. We like to hear from you all, so let us know what you think and follow us on Instagram at HKYTalk. Once again, thanks for listening.